If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, if you've listened to the show for a while, you probably know who Phoebe is. And if you haven't, then I'm very happy to tell you who Phoebe was.
Phoebe is.
Phoebe is my daughter, and it was 10 years ago today that she was stillborn. And she was stillborn at 41 weeks.
So that's a week past full term.
Yeah. So everything in that pregnancy was perfect. And we went in on her due date for an appointment, and everything was fine. And then we went home. Our doctor was like, okay, so we're going to have another appointment about 5 days from now. And after that, we're going to talk about maybe inducing you. And we're like, okay, great. And we went home, and then sometime in between that appointment and the next appointment, she passed away. And we weren't exactly sure when it happened, but
because you showed up to that appointment 5 days later,
thinking everything was fine.
Right.
And it was 10 years ago today that she was born. And I mean, easily the worst day of my life.
Without question.
And then we went on the air 3 or 4 days later after that.
Maybe 4 days.
And my wife, Stacy, came on with me, and we told everybody what happened. And for anybody who still remembers that, thank you. We still have people who come up to us and say, I remember exactly where I was mm-hmm. when you guys came on and told us. And, I think that I was very unprepared for how hard today is.
So when we got here, we got in the elevator, I said, how you doing? And you were having a pretty hard time.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think, well, let's talk about the last couple birthdays.
I think I handled them fine.
You definitely weren't as emotional as you are today.
I was, you always get sad.
No, you were sad, sure. But I think it was a little more celebratory, where today, this year, feels more somber.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I think because 10's a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was about like maybe, well, not a week ago, but it was at school pickup. And I saw somebody that I know. That kid is 10 years old. It was a little girl who's 10 years old. And I saw her at school pickup, and I don't talk to them. But I know she was born like a month after Phoebe was. And just seeing like 10-year-old girls run around.
Yeah.
Is really hard. I guess because like between like 7 and 10, there doesn't seem to be that much of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, but like 10, it's like, she would have been so big.
Yeah.
She would have been like her own person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's part of it. And I think I'm like coming to terms also with the fact that like, I don't think that I ever like I don't think I ever realized how much my daughter's death screwed me up.
Really?
I
think it made you a better person in a lot of different ways. I think it made you a certainly more empathetic, softer person.
Yeah. In some ways it did. And I think in other ways, that sounds bad. It sounds like I'm blaming her. I'm not.
No,
you know,
it doesn't sound like that.
But I do feel like There are just like things sometimes where like I don't know if I can trace it back to that, but realizing I was just talking to, later on in the show, we're going to have another couple on that had just more recently had a stillborn, and they created a foundation just like my wife and I did. And you know, they're going to be on after 9 o'clock. And I was telling them that, like, it's a grief is really, really difficult to talk about, especially when it was like as sudden as it was for us. And it's a really sad thing. I think I'm a sadder person than I realized.
Okay.
And I think, like, knowing that, like, the happiest day of your life is behind you, because a lot of people, like, you can always say, like, man, today was, like, a really happy day. I'm really happy. But to know that, like, you don't know what the future brings, like, you might be at, like, your kid's graduation.
You definitely hold a lot more fear than you used to. You used to be a lot more of a, what are the odds that that's going to happen to you person? And now I think that you really have a lot of fear because, like, when Abby was born with half a heart,
yeah,
it was like you realized literally anything could happen to any person.
Right.
And some stuff you didn't even know was a thing could happen to you. And so I think you are more fearful.
I definitely am more fearful. I have a lot more anxiety. But, like, you know, your phone haunts you by showing you, like, a timeline, you know, and stuff like that. Remember on this day?
Yeah.
For people like me, that's like, it's so sad sometimes when it just shows up out of nowhere as a notification and it's a picture of you holding somebody that's not alive anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, one day it was my daughter Phoebe's gender reveal party, which you were at. And it was a video, and I watched that video. And our son is 3. And it was the happiest day of my life, finding out that she was a girl. Mm-hmm. And it was just going to be amazing. And now, like, I just know that, like, no matter.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What happens in the future, no matter how happy a moment it is, she's not here.
Right.
And I would think I was always kind of a heavy-hearted guy, but I just feel like I haven't dealt with how heavy it has made my heart. And
how do you feel like your wife is doing today?
I think she does. I think she's doing okay. I think she's doing better than me. Which is how grief works.
Yeah.
You know, you take turns.
Yeah.
Being the
sad one.
The sad one.
How are your kids handling it?
Phoebe's very much a part of our family.
Yes.
And our kids are very aware of who she is. When they see a Phoebe bird, all of our kids are there. Hi, Phoebe.
Yeah. I think we all do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even to the point where it confuses, like, our 6-year-old, and she's like, wait, was she a bird?
My kids have said the same thing. My kids have said, like, until they were old enough to figure it out, they'd be like, so she was a bird?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no. A little more complex.
By the way, if you're just joining us, today's the 10th. Today would have been my daughter who passed away's 10th birthday today.
You know what a lot of people don't know is that you guys, long before you ever got pregnant, even with Connor,
mm-hmm.
had the name Phoebe picked out.
Yeah.
You were always going to have a daughter named Phoebe. And I feel like it's so great that she got that special name because she's so special.
Yeah.
And she really is. Like, there's something about this. We always say she's so powerful for being just a baby.
Right.
So you were saying your kids.
I think they handle it pretty well. I know that my son, Connor, who's also kind of like a sensitive, heavy-hearted guy, he feels it. The older he gets, he's feeling it more.
Sure.
And he's realizing, like, oh, I have a sibling that I don't, like, have.
Yeah.
And he sees how sad it makes me. Like, when we were just recently down at Disneyland, there right now, there's a parade going on called Paint the Night. And it means a lot to me because that was the parade that was there at Disneyland 10 years ago when we brought Connor when he was 3 and Phoebe was still alive. And it was this like awesome night, like just watching this parade. So they brought it back and we're watching it. And I'm really sad watching it. This is back in June. And my son, Connor, came up and put his arm around me.
Yeah.
So, and he was crying too.
Oh.
So like he gets it, you know? So
do you ever worry that your, that Theo, who's 9, right?
He'll be 9 soon.
Okay. And then Zoe, your daughter, you know, they came after Phoebe.
Yeah.
Do you ever worry that they will think, well, the only reason I'm here is because my sister died?
So before we had them, we had, when we were still fresh in our grief, we had a friend of ours come over. His name was Rob, and he was a family friend, and we didn't know this about him, but he came over and he told us that he is a rainbow baby, which is any baby you have after you lose a baby, because it's the rainbows, the beauty you have after the storm. And he said that he gives his sister who died credit for his life.
Sure.
So, I mean, I hope that like my kids don't think about it like that, but it is a really weird and really hard, hard thought to process that, like, even if I had a genie here and the genie's like, I can grant any wish. What wish do you want? Like, do you want to go back in time? Like, if you could go back in time and prevent Phoebe's death from happening, would you? It's so hard for me to say, like, no.
Right.
Because I know for a fact we would not have Theo and Zoe.
Right.
If we had Phoebe.
Right.
And that F's my head up.
Like, there is no way for the human brain to process that.
Yeah.
Like.
So.
I mean, I always say everything doesn't happen for a reason, but every person has a purpose. And Phoebe's purpose has done a lot, including, you know, we're hoping to bring it back, but Phoebe's flight, which was a 5K that you would put on and invite anybody who had a pregnancy lost or an infant loss. And it's one of the only places where, I think there's March of Dimes, but where, like, you can come and bring your baby's picture and you're with other people that have had this terrible experience and it's this awful club. But then you also see all these rainbow babies, which is giving other families who still haven't had their rainbow baby hope. And I mean, none of that would exist without Phoebe either.
Yeah, that's true. I hope we can bring that back too as well. So anyway, we'll end it on this. Because today would have been Phoebe's 10th birthday, we have a tradition where if you want to have a root beer float for her, do it. Because that was my wife's number one pregnancy for her. So we always
kind of... No, pregnancy craving.
Pregnancy craving.
Yeah.
Pregnancy craving, sorry. We always had this assumption that, like, that was Phoebe's favorite food.
Yes, so I believe it.
She had a sweet tooth and she loved root beer floats. So if you do... have a root beer float. Treat yourself to a root beer float today. And also, if you want to post a picture of it and tag any of us,
we love reposting.
Yeah, I would love to see it and repost it as well. So anyway, thank you for listening. And for anybody who still holds in their heart the memory of her from 10 years ago when we came on and my wife and I told you about what happened. Thank you for letting us be so important for you, for making a memory that has lasted 10 years.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.